lights on the street lights. We cultivate the culture, bring forth your contribution. City unite, rhymes, poetry, knowledge, wisdom, understanding and being stupid. City unite, put in work, network, F work, do something, make it happen, make it work, yo. City unite, flyers, we pay, spray paint, make your mark, don't backtrack, grab your backpack.
Chapter the one, from the Valley of the Sun, Master None.
This is the InfoShop podcast for March 19th, 2006. I'm Chuck Munson, the editor of InfoShop News, and I'm your host for this installment of our biweekly podcast. This program is a collaboration of the InfoShop News Collective and volunteers on several continents. In this edition, we will be going to an anti-war rally held earlier today in Kansas City, Missouri. This rally was one of hundreds of protests held around the world since this weekend. In this edition, we will be going to an anti-war rally held earlier today in Kansas City, Missouri. This rally was one of hundreds of protests held around the world this weekend to observe the third anniversary of the U.S. occupation of Iraq. The occupation of Iraq has lasted 3 years. But the bigger war against the Iraqi people has been going on for over 15 years. In case you are wondering about the future of this podcast, the guys up at corporate headquarters approved us for 10 more episodes. Actually, we plan to continue producing this show on a biweekly basis. We have no corporate support, but we always appreciate donations. Send us money, send us news. Send us audio, but please don't send us the kitchen sink or anything else. We go now to Erica with the latest news.
This is Erica reporting for InfoShopNews.org. What I'll be reading is an audio version of the InfoShop Newswire located on the web at news.infoshop.org. That's without the www. Palestine, Israel, more anti-wall protests in Berlin and Beit Sira. The demonstrations in Berlin were again headed by creative theme. The previous Friday had a huge coffin. This week we had a model of the wall in metal, on which various graphite were inscribed. This model was carried in the front of the march of about 150 demonstrators and media, including about 20 Israelis of the Anarchists Against the Wall initiative. The other 10 were gone to the Beit Sira demo, and about 10 internationals. Youngsters' Black Power Poem Upsets School Officials by David Andriata, education reporter. A 7-year-old prodigy unleashed a firestorm when she recited a poem she wrote comparing Christopher Columbus and Charles Darwin to pirates and vampires who robbed blacks of their identities and human rights. Hundreds of parents of Peekskill middle and high school students received a recorded phone message last week apologizing for little Autumn Ashanti's poem, titled White Nationalism Put You in Bondage. Secret GH8 Nuclear Communique Revealed. A secret draft of the G8 Summit Communique on Energy Security, scheduled to be released officially on July 16th at the July 15th to 17th, 2006 G8 Summit in St. Petersburg, Russia, has been leaked. The communique is now posted for the global public to read and review, front and center, at www.reclaimthecommons.net. San Francisco, the Anarchist Library goes to court. The Anarchist Library has found itself once again in deep shit. The Anarchist Library, as consequence for flyers found adhered to certain lampposts in the Mission District of San Francisco, would be going to court to fight fines mounting to a total of $2,400 so far. We have received more citations, so more is to be expected. Toronto cops assault Muslim taxi driver. A Toronto cabbie and a witness are alleging he was assaulted Sunday by two police officers after he was pulled over in the city's downtown. Irfan Khan said two Toronto officers pulled him over on Isabella Street around 6:30 p.m. He alleges the officers slammed his face into the side of his cab several times, causing cuts and bruises and breaking a tooth. Announcing BURN, Building Urban Resistance Networks. Twin Cities 2. One and all are invited to participate in a collaborative effort to organize another BURN conference in the Twin Cities. We want to get a ton of radical groups, individuals, and projects a chance to collaborate, network, and build resistance. Come on down and help us. It will occur on Wednesday, March 22nd, 8 p.m. at the Belfry Center for Social and Cultural Activities, 3753 Bloomington Avenue. You can look out the website www.daybreaknewspaper.org/BURNTC. That's www.daybreaknewspaper.org/BURNTC. Support Daniel McGowan, March update. Daniel has been out on bail since February 8th and is now on house arrest. He is on electronic monitoring and is allowed outside of his apartment for 2 hours a week to check in with his pretrial officer. Daniel McGowan is an environmental and social justice activist, unjustly arrested and charged in federal court on multiple counts of arson, property destruction, and conspiracy, relating to two incidents that occurred in Oregon in 2001. Daniel has asserted his innocence by pleading not guilty to all charges. He is facing a minimum of life in prison if convicted. You can check out the website at www.supportdaniel.org. Boom! Who Are the Real Terrorists? By Alan Pittment from the Eugene Weekly. President George Bush's administration has charged a dozen environmental and animal rights activists with terrorism for allegedly destroying property and is threatening life sentences behind bars. We will not tolerate any group that terrorizes the American people, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said at a January 20th Washington, D.C. press conference. But as the government brings the massive post-9/11 security apparatus to bear against activists accused of burning gas-guzzling SUVs, a ski resort, and corrals at a wild horse slaughtering facility, the really burning question may be, what is terrorism? And that's all for now. Thanks for listening. All of these articles and much more can be found on www.infoshop.org.
Oh,
That was Murder Bike by a band called This Bike is a Pipe Bomb. They are based in Pensacola, Florida. Earlier today, I went out to the anti-war rally held in Kansas City, Missouri. The rally, billed as the Mass Peace Gathering, was held in Mill Creek Park in Midtown, Kansas City. This park is next to the famous J.C. Nichols Fountain, and it's a stone's throw from the swanky Country Club Plaza, the famous outdoor shopping district which features numerous corporate chain stores. The event was sponsored by a coalition of local groups and was attended by around 800 people. Pretty good numbers for a protest here in Kansas City. The protest and rally included people standing along the streets, holding signs and asking people to honk, which you should be able to hear in the background of this piece. Activists set up clotheslines around the park. Hanging from the lines were sheets of paper that listed every American who has died in Iraq since March 2003. There were also speakers, which were hard to hear today, but they gave it a good try. Some live music, tables, lots of colorful people going around and dressed up. It was a pretty good protest for Kansas City standards.
This is Chuck Munson for InfoShop News, reporting today, March 19th, 2006, from the Peace Rally in Kansas City, Missouri, down on Mill Creek Park. There are several hundred people here at around 3 o'clock this afternoon. There's like rows and rows of like a fence of pieces of paper with soldiers' names on them. These are, I guess, represent people, soldiers who have died in the ongoing war. It's a sort of a drab, overcast day here in Kansas City. Snow is expected tonight. It's about 45 right now, but there are several hundred people out here for the peace protest. Okay, what's your name and why are you here?
Sharon Lockhart. I'm here to protest this illegal war.
And what's all going on here today?
Well, today people came out as early as 9 o'clock this morning to set up this display. You'll notice all of the clotheslines with soldiers' pictures and Iraqis' names of people who have died in this war. And we have about 2,317 names. I believe that's the total to date. And that represents, for every one American died, about 41 Iraqis. And it's pretty tragic. The people are gathering now, and it's really looking good. They're walking through these pictures and looking at the memorial that was set up.
The turnout looks pretty good.
Yeah, the turnout does look good, considering it's cold and ugly. And the rain held off. I'm waiting for the sun to break through.
So can you tell us who you are and why you're here today?
I'm James Brenneman, and I'm here because, well, we didn't cook food at Mom's today, and so I just thought I'd stop by.
And what do you think about the current situation of the war?
I think we need to pull out right now, but I don't think that that's going to happen.
No?
It's pretty tragic.
So what kind of things are you doing to make a difference?
I'm not doing much to make a difference. Stomping around, you know, being frustrated and not finding an outlet, mostly.
And what do you think of this rally?
Seeing a lot of signs I disagree with, but it's pretty big. A lot of Christian pro-lifers, from what I can see. But, you know, I wish we were doing more direct action towards standing in a park.
Pretty tame?
Yeah, too tame, maybe.
Too many hippies?
Too many, well, yeah. Not a lot of young people, I would say.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
Oh,
no!
Y'all some rich white people. Right here in the face, off the street.
War! War!
I'm so glad so many people have come back. And yes, I suspect we'll all be back here next year. I'm afraid to say maybe we'll be changing our sign from Iraq to Iran. I'm not sure. But this is a long, we're in this for the long haul, so it's very important that we band together. This is a powerful force we have here tonight. So please, let's not let this energy dissipate. Let's stay together. There are people here every week, every Sunday at 4 o'clock, and I would invite you to join us every Sunday at 4. Also, every Tuesday, Ward Parkway on 63rd Street at 5 p.m. Catch a commuter going home. The right-hand meeting is a great spot. Also, I'd like to invite people on April 1st. It's a Saturday. There's going to be an April Fool's Throw War Rally. So I invite you to bring your signs and your sense of humor and your imagination. We'll have signs like, make war, not sense. Support our oops. Visualize world domination. I think you get the picture. I know you can all come up with great signs. And it's a great way to get a point across in a different way. Please visit the website KCIraqTaskForce.org. Let's stay together, folks. Let's go.
Today suffer under the hand of the worst tyrant they had ever known, George W. Bush. The whole time they were trying to warn him of what a terrible mistake this war would be. And it has been. They warned that they would make a rat, a magnet for terrorists. And it has. He warned that it would make the United States a hated nation all through the world. And it has. And he warned of the unspeakable loss of humanity. It seems that things were a little different. Most of the folks driving by waved at us, kind of in support, blew their horns like you hear over there right now. We didn't get many of those one-finger salutes. We do remember those guys.
And we know he's listening, don't we? Well, I don't mean him personally. He's out on his bicycle or a fundraiser or someplace like that. We know that. But somebody out here, be sure you get me on camera. I want George to know me. Our message is really a simple one. Mr. Bush, we are the people who believe in peace. You can spy on us all you care to, sir, but you won't learn much more than this. We speak the truth, and we know that above all things, the truth is what you must fear. We are the people. We are the workers. We are the teachers. We are the students. And yes, we're the ones who have been the warriors. We are the people of peace. And listen closely, Mr. Bush. You can sneak, and you can lie, and you can distort the truth all you want to. We are not afraid of you. You cannot silence us. The truth is ours, and we will speak it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You will pay any price, and you will face any trouble in the name of our wonderful dream. It's a dream, and it's a vision of a world where peace and brotherhood guide the hand of man. It's a vision of a world where the lions of war will lie down quietly with we, the lambs of peace. It's a vision of a world where every life has value equal to every other. We will hold fast to this vision. We will nurture this dream, for it is truly the gift we have to give to our children. And I pledge to you, if you hold that dream, if you work for that vision, someday your children or their children will see our great dream made real. And on that day, they will say it began with us in this terrible time when we step forward to cry out, bring our people home! Bring them home! My name is Bill Williams, and I came here from Arkansas. I'm proud to serve this great nation, and I love the United States of America. And I thank you so very much for letting me be part of this wonderful family. Thank you.
So who are you, and why are you here?
My name's Marta. I'm from Lawrence, Kansas, and I'm here because I think the war is unjust, and I think the system needs to see large changes. That it's not just the leaders who are the problem, it's the entire system. And we as a people need to take action and make sure our voices are heard. What we have now is not democracy. Direct democracy would be a better form, where people can actually have their voices heard.
So are our voices being heard?
No, our voices are not being heard currently. Especially young people who are students and who don't live in the same town that they vote in, like according to the way the system is set up. So my vote never has been counted because it's not, the margin isn't great enough or something, which I think just means that they don't feel like it. They don't feel like counting everyone's votes. Or that maybe they never were counting them to begin with, who knows.
So how do you feel about people who just sort of focus on Bush? Is he the problem or is it bigger than that?
The problem is much bigger than Bush. The problem, I would say, has more to do with a country that from day one was never about the liberation of all of the people. It's been about the liberation of a select few. And it's not life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but rather the pursuit of property. And whoever you have to step on in between now and then doesn't matter.
So what kind of things do you do to make a difference?
I like to focus on community organizing in my town, making sure that certain neighborhoods don't become gentrified. Right now we're working to keep a development out of our neighborhoods, which would put too many families living in too small of an area and drive the property values up when they're already going up too much for people to be able to keep up with. I've also been involved with movements to promote queer rights. And I also do prisoner support work, helping individuals who are prisoners have contact with the outside world, be able to have contact that is educational, that sort of thing.
Okay, thank you.
Weight of our lives is too much to carry on time.
That was Let's Pretend by Holly Anderson, and her website is www.hollyanderson.net, and Holly Anderson is spelled HollyAnderson. While anti-war protests this weekend were smaller than anticipated and much smaller than some of the big protests in the last 3 years, there were quite a few protests around the world, mostly in local towns and cities. There were protests in Budapest, 4,000 people. There were 1,000 people in Seoul, South Korea, 1,000 in Stockholm, 500 in Sydney, Australia, 3,000 in Tokyo. And here in the United States, there were 300 people in Concord, New Hampshire, 7,000 in Chicago, 200 in Salt Lake City, several thousand in New York City, hundreds of people in New Haven, Connecticut, hundreds in Milwaukee, 200 people in Traverse City, Michigan, 3,000 people in Walnut Creek, California, and 75 people in West Palm Beach, Florida. These are just some of the cities that had protests across the United States this weekend. And that's our show for this week. InfoShop News can be found on the internet at news.infoshop.org. We bring you a variety of independent and mainstream news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can reach us by sending an email to chuck@mutualaid.org. We'd like to thank a few people for making this podcast possible. Erica and William for helping produce the show. The Drunken Immortals for the music at the top of the show. And Strike Anywhere for the music you're about to hear. We'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
When they broke down the door with the guns in the face of your wife and child, and as they pinned you to the floor, did you say, "Officer, I'm not resisting you"? American justice, American truth.